Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business.
Welcome to Technori Live. I'm Scott Catoon, your host, and we are at WGN talking to Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs, and in this case, makers. Welcome to the show, Joe Greer, founder of Make Exchange.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here.
It's very timely considering just next Tuesday on October 24th, we've got our Maker Showcase with Zach Kaplan, my buddy Zach Kaplan, the CEO of Inventables. We've got five companies who are presenting who are literally go from, like, as I said in my email blast today, they are from pull a rabbit out of the hat, kind of just like basic magician, all the way to like professional maker, can build all kinds of stuff and sell millions of dollars worth of products, like Curve Case. So
yeah, pretty exciting. I was in the audience last year and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one. It's gonna be even better because I brought fellows like you and some other folks to come to the actual networking area where they can showcase all the cool stuff that they're doing. So
yeah, it'll definitely be better because I'm there.
I think that's a no brainer. Obviously, listen, I'm looking at this paper airplane launcher that's sitting in front of me, and I'm thinking, yeah. This like, I want to throw stuff in that and fire. I don't even know what it does, but I want to watch stuff fly out of this.
You know, I've never had a better job in my life, but every now and then we'll just like have a day where we just shoot off paper airplanes.
Right?
Who doesn't like doing that, right?
I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit of a weirdo. So in this, there's just something about this that if there was a way to have a candle underneath it, to like when you send the plane out, it starts on fire so that you've got this like flaming.
Ooh.
See?
See, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned Zach Kaplan. We did. He inspired me. He said, hey, can you shoot a balsa wood airplane through that? And I'm like, I'm going to go find out. So there's some video on our website.
How far does
of us
go?
Shooting that. It was hard to kind of see. It'll need a little bit more tweaking to work really well on a balsa wood airplane. The first time, it just exploded.
Oh, yeah.
It was hilarious.
We're going to actually get a photo. I'm going to have you post. Pick up this thing here in front of him. He's going to take some pictures with you. I want people to see. When you listen to this track, you're going to see this. This is unreal. That actually looks like. I don't want to say what that looks like in your hand right now, but very cool. So at any rate, talk to me a little bit about the journey to getting here. I mean, I know you are a seasoned entrepreneur, but I think one of the, you know, I'm probably to blame for this, but like I refer to a lot of the makers as either makers, creators, or do-it-yourselfers, which is like acts as though you just can make shit and that's it. Like the reality is you have to sell a business. You have a business. You're making products. One of the biggest products you have in front of you is your book here. That's not actually a book. You open it up, it's like a full-on kit to become a maker yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about how you got to this point, then talk to me about that awesome looking product in front of you, and then let's jam a little bit on where you think this maker movement is going.
Yeah, you bet. So starting off in I think 2013, I decided to take a little bit of adjustment in my career, and I got into the University of Chicago's MBA program, and I really wanted to focus on entrepreneurship and social change as well. So I put together a list of a bunch of different, what are some really cool technology things that are happening? And I put together the usual suspects, right? 3D printers and self-driving cars and drones. And I came up with this company called Make Exchange for University of Chicago's Global New Venture Challenge, and we were finalists. And the original idea was completely different than what we're doing today. The original idea was kind of like a Lyft for 3D printer owners, so you could have a network of 3D printers. And, you know, at the time, there were a couple of the companies that were coming out with that. And, you know, as I kept doing more and more research, I couldn't justify it. I didn't feel like the business model was there. But as I was learning more about 3D printers, I started learning more and more about the maker movement in general. And one of the things that really caught my attention was this little open source microcontroller. It's like a little circuit board that is an open source design. So it's a public, anybody can design it, anybody can make it for free. So it's all over the place. And it's called an Arduino. It's funny, the name actually came from a group of Italian professors at a design school. And they found that their design students were just, they kept reinventing the wheel, making their own microcontrollers. So they got together in a bar, and they
where all good innovation starts.
Absolutely. And they came up with a design for this open source microcontroller, which has now changed the maker movement completely because it's super cheap, it's everywhere, and you can find projects that you can make cool electronic inventions with it almost anywhere in the world. So
cool.
That's absolutely phenomenal. And the bar was called Arduino, which is Italian for little strong man. So that's why it's called Arduino, really. So I am not an engineer. My background's originally in finance. I been in management consulting and IT operations, but I just fell in love with this thing. But one thing that really struck me was how hard it was to learn, and it didn't need to be that hard.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's the part about this that, like, and I said this to Zach when we were talking about things to focus on for the showcase, is that there's a learning curve that doesn't need to be there. There's certainly going to be a learning curve, like anything. And if it was that easy, everyone would do it. It'd be boring. You wouldn't even do it. So it's going to be a challenge, but the challenge is to be you challenging yourself to do more and press past what's the simple part. They've got to do a better job, and Zach's done it with Inventables.
Oh, Easel, I mean.
Easel and the Carvey.
I start with this.
Yeah, there's so many things that now, like, the learning curve is significantly less, but I still think that the perception around it, people don't understand how simple it is to get involved in this and how to learn, and then from there it's your passion and your creativity that will take you to whatever height you want.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, just to backtrack a little bit, I kept pivoting on this 3D printer thing, and my wife finally was like, Joe, when are you going to start making some money? You know how that works?
I don't have a wife, but that's what's coming down the pike on myself.
Making money seems to be, like, you've got to be able to pay the bills. I'm not sure why that's important. But I decided, you know what I'm going to do? I love this Arduino thing. People are selling these all over the place. I'm just going to get a box, and I'm going to source some things from China, get my brand out there. And I wanted to create really cool, interesting, fun, instructional videos for people and build an audience and monetize that audience. So that was my model. And I hired two interns from Columbia College to put together all of the video instruction for us and the video production work. And I was at Catalyze, which is now MHub, right? With Bill Phenip, amazing organization. If you don't know about MHub, definitely.
Bill's a good dude. We've had him on the show. He's a good dude.
Yeah, absolutely. He's played a role in helping pull this whole thing together. So, you know, I told these two artists, I said, look, if you guys are going to make videos about Arduinos and how to write the code for them and wire them, you need to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So here are two kits that I've used in the past, and they were just cardboard boxes with all the gizmos and everything inside. And I said, open it up, and we're going to go ahead and get going. And these guys, I got to tell you, Scott, when they opened that box up and their eyes looked, it landed on the wires and the circuits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The look on their face was
horror.
A look of horror. It was absolute terror. And, you know, I mean, most people would probably, like, laugh it off a little bit and, haha, let's kind of get going, because it was a little bit funny. But something interesting had happened to me about 3 months prior. I have a close friend who owns a venture capital firm in the Bay Area.
Good friend to have.
He's a good friend to have. And
especially,
you know,
if you're sourcing stuff in China.
Absolutely. And we get together, just talk about sports and kids. You know, I don't like to mix friends and money so much. But at the end of our meeting, he said, hey, tell me what you're doing. And I said, I'm making this invention kit. It's with an Arduino. And he just said, look, Joe, listen. If you say invention kit one more time or Arduino kit one more time, I'm just going to tell you to F and go home.
Yeah.
Right?
Because can say it. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you to F and go home. You know, he's very blunt, like most people in that space are. And he said, look, if you're not challenging the experience that people have in this space, then just quit. Right? Because this is one of the fastest growing educational spaces and nobody's really doing it right.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I agree with that for sure.
Yeah. And I left and I'm like, how do I do this? Like, do I make a better manual? Do I design a new LED? You know, I definitely don't have the budget to make custom parts, like Little Bits, which is a great product as well. But it marinated. It just kind of sat there. So when these two interns looked at that box with this look of horror on their face, it clicked. Something just immediately snapped for me. And I said, close the box. Clear your heads. I grabbed the whiteboard. I pulled it up. I grabbed a marker and I said, open it up and I want you to tell me what you're feeling. And the words came out. We had intimidated. I'm afraid. I don't know what's important. Where do I start? And the list went on and on and on. And for our Indiegogo campaign, you can actually have a picture of that I took that was of that whiteboard. And I realized my wife's a psychologist, so she knows what I'm thinking before I know what I'm thinking.
I was just going to say, that's not helpful. I mean, it is helpful, of course, but not as an entrepreneur.
If you're listening, honey, you're super helpful.
You're the best.
Absolutely.
No, no. But, like, as an entrepreneur, it's always a challenge, right? Because it's like, they like your significant other, and if they're a psychologist on top of it, it's like, you know where this is going. Like, you can look at me and you know where this is headed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's interesting. So my wife has struggled with a learning disability for a long time. You know how, like, when you have those jobs where you do the, you get your job assessment or your strengths assessment, and they find out, like, you're really good at these different things. Well, one thing that consistently came up for me throughout my career is that you're a great teacher and you're a great storyteller.
Yep.
And so when my wife was struggling to get her EPPP certification for psychology, I took all the books and I just learned them. And one of the books was The Psychology of Learning. So I used The Psychology of Learning to teach her how to learn psychology and pass, you know, her exam test. But, you know, so I love teaching. It's just, it's one of my real passions. So, you know, with these guys, I realized that these guys were having an emotional response, and emotional responses are triggered by some kind of stimulus. So what was the stimulus? And that's when I realized, you know, there are a lot of products out there. If you're a parent and you're looking for some kind of a gift that is going to get your kid coding and interested in programming and electronics and all those things together, you got a lot of choices to pick from out there. A ton, right? But which one's going to work? We're not experts in this space, right? By any stretch of the imagination. So, you know, at the end of the day, I realized that these other companies that I was competing with, that they were all thinking about differentiating themselves by what they put in the box. How many sensors, how many wires, how many cables, how many devices. But nobody was thinking about the box.
Yeah.
And I realized if I can identify these stimulus that's triggering these awful feelings, I'm going to have something nobody else has. And so that's what we did. We took a step back and we began peeling away the layers of the onion to identify what were the key elements that were scaring people. And when we started getting closer to it, it was just absolutely amazing. And that's where we came up with this design for what I'm calling the Invention Lab. And it's designed to look like a textbook. It's very approachable. It's called Inventing with Electronics for Beginners, a starter lab for inventors of the future, volume one. We've got volume two and three already in the making. And, you know, the first thing we realized was the wires, right? When these guys open up the boxes, the first wires you get, they're kind of all stuck together in a nice ribbon, and it's rainbow colored, and you peel them off.
And so when you open the Apple box, it looks great, pull out the symbols.
Yeah. And then later on, you're like, oh my gosh. So, you know, as you peel these wires off, it turns into a rat's nest. And these guys were opening the boxes up, and you ask anyone out there, they know what I'm talking about. Anyone who's played with this stuff knows exactly what I'm talking about. You know,
tell me exactly what you're talking
about. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a rat's nest of wires, right? So what we did is we took all the wires and we put them in a separate box and we made that box opaque. So when you open this up, the first thing you don't see is a bunch of chaos staring you in the face and scaring you, right? And what's left over? Well, what's left over are some items in here that are actually quite beautiful. You know, we've got like blue, green and red, yellow, LEDs, and it's a podcast, but those people can see all of these, you know, and they deserve to be displayed the right way, right? And they get lost in the box with everything else. So we created these custom designed injection molded trays to keep all of these organized, and they fully stack on top of each other too. So when they're in the box, you can shake this box like a Polaroid picture and nothing is going to fly out. We've got a little like a foam lid on the top of here. I think, you know, that's kind of one of the biggest things, and it opens up all the way, so it's nice and flat.
Very cool.
And then the microcontrollers, we've got little dual lock, to attach this onto the inside cover, and it basically opens up to your own private, you know, personal invention space, and it's beautiful and it's neat. And you know what? If mom says it's time for dinner, it's a breeze. You basically
wrap
just,
the box back up.
Yeah, you move up this and grab it on. There we go. Moving the microphone around a little bit. You just squeeze this on, click it into place. And then when you close it, everything stays
awesome. Exactly
this where
it is.
This is
sweet. So yeah, I think what we're going to do is, you know, including this podcast, we're going to do a little Snapchat of that thing real quick after this recording and show people exactly how this thing will work. This is awesome. What is the number one thing you're looking forward to next? You talk about volume two, volume three. Where do you see the maker movement going to make its big impact, and where do you see yourself playing a role in that?
I see the maker movement going. It's much more. It's about, we're going to see more and more exposure to this kind of technology. There are open source devices out there like Raspberry Pi, which is a very small computer, and we're seeing a tremendous push for STEM education and STEM education enrichment in public schools and private schools all across the United States. In fact, in China, they estimate the STEM education market to grow to $15 billion by 2020. It's a tremendous market that's out there. I think you're going to see more young people getting exposure to this, things that you and I never had when we were growing up.
Yeah, for sure.
We would have had a blast with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have gone crazy, you know? I think kids are going to have more hands-on experience. And with that, you know, you need the context, right? Like, if you've never worked...
You got to start somewhere. I think that's the part that's crushing people, is that you've got to get, like we talked about in the beginning of this, you've got to get the barrier of getting into it down, which you've done. You've got to get the ease of, like, being able to grow from there down pat. I feel like there's a space in a lot of this stuff, not just your stuff, but in all this stuff, where, like, I can get into it, and then I can go only so far, and then it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
The curve is like, what the hell?
Absolutely.
We've got to find a way to, like, sort of, you know, we're finding it in music now. A lot of technologies are coming out to enable, like, we had Fret Zealot come on our last showcase, and they have, like, LCD lighting on the guitar, so you can actually see how to play and play, like, based on the lights. So, like, we're starting to get to where I can get you to do stuff that you think is really cool and not just, like, well, beginner and then...
Well, that's the thing, too. We've all seen these amazing Kickstarter videos or on Indiegogo where...
Yeah.
Someone in their garage has put together, you know, like the guitar with the LED lights. Well, once you understand the basics, it's not that hard to do. And so you know, this is a bridge to that. And, you know, another thing, too, is it doesn't need to be all tons and bells and whistles, right?
Definitely.
Like, we talked to a lot of engineers and people who had, they said, man, I'm listening to this. It makes me want to use my own Arduino kit. And most people told us, you know, I only used half of what was in my kit, and then I just stopped using it. Why they stopped using it, I think we understand a little bit more. But we also decided, well, if they only used half of what was in the kit, why don't we just include that half?
Yeah.
Right? Let's just focus on the basics. Get your kid interested in understanding how to control lights, sound, motion.
You got to master fundamentals. Otherwise, it's like anything else. Like, if you don't master that first, then the rest of it just starts turning
garbage.
Oh,
and the basics, just like buttons and knobs and those three things.
Yeah.
You put those together, and you can come up with an amazing amount of projects. Like,
if in the first 3 months you don't burn your parents' house down, I feel like you got to win.
Yes, this is true, and I don't think you're going to be able to burn the house down with this, but there's probably some child out there that is creative enough that is going to make it happen.
Think, which means you have an opportunity, people. Please go out there and attempt to use this box for whatever you want.
Exactly.
Joe, thank you for taking the time to come in. This has been great.
My
excited
pleasure.
To see you at the showcase. I'm going to snap away on this thing here so everyone out there can actually go ahead and look. It'll be on Instagram too, so people can go and find it.
Yeah, it's all ready for the holidays, so we're real excited about
it. I was just going to say, where do people go to pick this up now?
Right now, you can reserve one on my website at www.makeexchange.com, and that's MakeExchange. It's just one E in the middle.
Yep.
And come out. There are tons of videos, really cool, interesting stuff. Take a look at the paper airplane launcher, how we made it, how you can make it, how you can code it. It's all out there. Enjoy.
Very cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. And, of course, stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.